Well, it's 4 o'clock in the morning, Sunday morning, on the 15th, I think, 15th of April. And I'm getting the flasks and the backpack with the goodies ready. Be heading off before 5 o'clock this morning. Down to the big cabaret that we go to down in the Clyde Valley. And when you get up at when you wake at 3:30 a.m. halfway through the night, basically shattered. But by the time you have the porridge and a lovely strong coffee and a very hot shower, then I feel much, much better now. Ready for the day, and excuse me, I'm out of that. So yes, and then I start. We'll be down there before 5:30, all being well. It was supposed to be frosty this morning. It's not. It's actually just cold. It's not really cold. So that's a good thing. The last time we were down 2 weeks ago, it was frosty, and we. We're almost suffering from frostbite, if you may remember. So, just getting everyone ready. My wife is in drying her hair. Her hair is so long, it takes about 20-25 minutes to dry it completely. And if it's not dry completely, she seems to suffer from headaches during the rest of the day. And the parting down the middle has to be absolutely precise, believe me, and I mean precise to the hair. She had that long hair all her life, and it's absolutely gorgeous. So. I don't mind her taking that time, and it gives me the opportunity to do other things. So, I'll speak again soon, later in the day. I have to go now. Just getting the stuff out to the car just now. It's about 4:30. It's a beautiful cold morning. Clear skies, I can see the stars. And the pipe buzz on the rooftops already. Listen. Wait for them. He's calling to another blackbird about, I'd say about 200 yards away, maybe less. I'm going to have to get the car loaded quick, not make too much noise in the morning. That wasn't a car, that was my elbow. Just thought I'd mention, today, 15th April, is my official mobile phone, or cell phone, whatever you want to call it, upgrade day. Oops, a lot of noise there, excuse me. So, when I get back today, even though I'll be shattered, I'll be on the phone to Vodafone, negotiating my deal for a brand new iPhone 4S, which will then be sold for a brand new shiny iPad. Excitement, excitement. Sad. Isn't it sad? It's time in the morning, I've got my day planned out for that. Have to go. Well, I've got down now, and it's about... What time is it? Just about 6 o'clock in the morning. Sun's just beginning to come up over the horizon because we're in a deep valley down here. The Clyde Valley, where the River Clyde meanders along. And the sun comes up from the... Obviously from the east from here, but it's a high ridge to the east. And it's just about to pop its head up over, hopefully. Quite a few cars in just now. Not as many as I expected, but then again, I think a lot of people get frightened off with cold weather. But if it... sun gets over the hills, it's going to be a lovely start to the morning. It's about -3 or 4 just now. And, okay, so I've got the stall set up for the wife, and I'm just heading over for a wee. It's cold weather. Goes over the bladder. Excuse my French. This is a great place. You can come into the nice warm toilet block and have a wee. Well, kicking out the partially open windows and watch the incoming sellers with their anxious anticipation on their faces of a mega sale day. And disillusionment comes. Yeah. You know, this is a great place. Just heading back out now. On my tiptoes now. And because I have a great little store here which sells throughout the week, obviously, for people passing through. But when the car boot's on, as is today, then the shop does an absolute bomb. They do great ice cream here. But at the back, they do amazingly popular hot food little cafe. It's not a closed-in cafe, it's kind of like a big barn door open, tables outside as well, and they sell everything. I'll maybe do a little bit of that later on. The chalkboard that's up for this morning for the visitors for the shop is Clyde Valley Veal and Yorkshire Forced Rhubarb. There's a mixture. That would suit Paul O'Mahony. O'Mahony blog, wouldn't it? I think Paul would enjoy this if he was down here today. Musket on. I'm being beckoned. Oh, a lovely hot cup of tea for me and my family. 6:45 a.m. Sun just about to come over the hills. Still really cold here. But oh, hot tea coming up. A sandwich and a biscuit. Feel better after a sugar boost. Sun has just breached the ridge and we're getting it full face, and even everybody around about is just commenting on the fact that the temperature has just lifted about 2 degrees in about 10 seconds, I think. Oh, what a difference the sun makes, doesn't it? Oh, great stuff, great stuff. Isn't sunrise beautiful? Absolutely, when you get them. Some car boot chat.
My boy watches a lot. I did that know about you, but you used by stuff and you know that. Do you give me more than that?
Yeah. Interesting, isn't it? People rummaging. Hunt for that elusive bargain. Now, I've been left in charge of the stall while my wife has a little walk round about, see if there's anything she's interested in. And you know, I'll tell you something about this. I've noticed over the years we've been doing car boots, I don't sell things. I don't know what it is. I think it's a man thing. It seems to be that women, for some reason, seem to be able to sell things to men and women, whereas a man tends to not sell as well. And I've got friends that come to car boots and they've said exactly the same. When the wife is at the stall, they do far better in sales than what the man does. What's that all about? Can anybody explain the psychology behind that? Are we intimidating or something, or are we too stern-faced? I'm quite a cheery guy, actually. But this is strange, and it's true. Having said that, I've just sold a little doggy. Not a new one. A toy one for £1. She'll be impressed with that when she comes back. I've sold the whole £1. Oh well, it's early doors. Just had a conversation with a guy there who is selling some phones. He has an iPhone 3GS. Good neck. For £100. And an iPhone 4 for £300. Now, I don't need these. I'm seriously thinking about the £100 3GS for the good lady. Not that she uses her phone very much, but it would be a tactic because it's extra storage, isn't it? So I could always store stuff in it and she could always just use it when she's out and about as a phone if she needs it, because she doesn't really use your phone, but it's there for her driving so that I know that if anything happens to the car, it happens to her, or if she gets delayed, she can phone me. That's about the extent of the phone, but £100 for an iPhone 3GS. And here's me phoning when I get home today to order my brand new 4S, which I'm going to sell and use the money to buy an iPad. It's terrible, it's terrible. I'm tempted with this. It's on O2. And I don't like O2 because the reception in our part of Scotland is rubbish on O2. Vodafone is the bee's knees. Works just about everywhere. But he told me that if there's a wee place in Parkhead in Glasgow that can unlock iPhones for £15. So that'd be £115 all in. I'm seriously tempted. I'm going to think about it. It's about the only good thing I've seen so far, to be honest. I'll see. I'll have to think seriously. Listening to Booze, by the way. Following yous all. No reception at the top of the field, so I couldn't make comments. But now I've come down to the bottom of the field, I'm getting 3G again. So that'll enable me to do some stuff. One of the interesting aspects of car booties is how things move on and items are devalued at a tremendous rate. PlayStation 2s being sold for a tenner. A box of two PlayStations. Having difficulty now. Need a whiskey. £20 including joysticks and games. How is that? That novel that you bought recently, you know, the latest biography, autobiography by Beckham, Posh, Wogan, oh God, you know, name them, they're all here. Can't get rid of them for 50 pence. A hardback. And they were in the shops for, what, I don't know, I don't buy books, but I would reckon that when they initially came out, they were quite a good price. You see them actually holding up or levelling up the table legs. It's actually quite... I quite enjoy seeing Posh Spice, his face, holding a table square on the rough ground. Sorry, that was childish. I mean, it doesn't matter what it is. Beautiful pictures from IKEA, probably pounds worth when purchased. Lucky to get £1, £2 from now. Pots and pans, brand new, fiver for a full set. And it's the same with virtually everything. And to me, the only thing that sells, or not the only thing, but one of the few things that hold their value and seem to go quite rapidly, is anything to do with fishing. Because even golf stuff lies. You can't sell golf clubs at a car boot. Or if you are, you're selling them for tuppence. Fishing seems to be a big... It's this down there, this way anyway. Fishing, anybody with rods seems to get a great attraction. And I'm looking at a guy just now that's got a full table. He obviously sells everything for tying your own flies. That's fishing flies, by the way, not your zip flies. And he has rods of all lengths sticking up in the air. And there's always people hanging about the table. Of course, I think half the time they just like to talk about fishing. Maybe that's the case. Maybe they don't actually sell that much. But even mobile phones. You know, the mobile phone you paid a lot of money for last year, you're going to be lucky to get... And I mean lucky, to get £20 for it. Unless it's a real star. It's just amazing how life moves on and things degrade in value, like the side of a mountain or probably even a cliff. Last year they were £50. This year at a car boot, you'll be struggling to get a couple of pounds for it. And I mean that. And that's just one of the interesting aspects of car boots. People don't want to spend money, so if you're going to get rid of it, you're going to have to accept the fact, unless you put it on eBay or some other advertising website, then if you come to car boots, don't expect money, because you ain't going to get it. It's a tough old life here at the car boot. Ever noticed a number of young girls and women that have been tangled? You know, in the middle of the winter, they look like they come from Nicaragua or Zaire. What's that all about? I'm going to finish this one just now. I'll go do two parts to this because it's still very early in the morning. And I really don't want to have to put you through listening to 30 minutes of me at another car boot. So, hopefully this will help you filter out what you don't want to listen to. At least abbreviate it a bit for you a little bit and watch it in two parts.